ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। ओम अज्ञानतिमिरंदस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामीनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषशून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे। नमो महावदन्याय कृष्णप्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्य नामिने गौरत्विषे नमः। हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी श्री राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिय। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा। सो टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम कैंटो 11 चैप्टर 11 एंड टेक्स्ट नंबर 8। सो काइंडली रिपीट आफ्टर मी। देहस्तोऽपि न देहस्तो विद्वान् स्वप्नात् यथोत्थितः अदेहस्तोऽपि देहस्तः कुमति स्वप्नदृग् यथा। देहस्तोऽपि न देहस्तो विद्वान् स्वप्नात् यथोचितः अदेहस्तो अपि देहस्तः कुमति स्वप्नदृग् यथा। देहस्तो अपि देहस्तो विद्वान् स्वप्नात् यथोत्थितः अदेहस्तो अपि देहस्ता कुमति स्वप्न दृग् यथा विद्वान् स्वप्नात् यतोत्थितः अदेहस्तो अपि देहस्ता कुमति स्वप्न देहस्तो अपि न देहस्तो विद्वान् स्वप्नात् यतोत्थितः अदेहस्तो अपि देहस्तो कुमति स्वप्न दृग् यथा देहस्तो अपि न देहस्तो विद्वान् स्वप्नात् यतोत्थितः अदेहस्तो अपि देहस्था कुमति स्वप्न माताजी देहस्तो अपि न देहस्तो विद्वान् स्वप्नात् यतोत्थितः अदेहस्तो अपि देहस्त कुमति स्वप्न दृग् यथा देह in the material body, staha situated, api although, na not, deha in the body, staha situated, vidwan an enlightened person, sapnat from a dream, yatha just as uttitaha having risen, adeha, not in the body, sta, situated, api, although, deha, in the body, sta, situated, kumatihi, a foolish person, sapna, a dream, drik, seeing, yatha, just as. Translation and purport. By the disciples of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. One who is enlightened in self-realization, although living within the material world, material body, sees himself as transcendental to the body. Just as one who has arisen from a dream gives up identification with a dream body, a foolish person, however, although not identical with his material body, but transcendental to it, thinks himself to be situated in the body. Just as one who is dreaming sees himself as situated in an imaginary body. Purport. In Lord Krishna's discussion of the different characteristics of liberated and conditioned souls, the Lord first clarified the distinction between the eternally liberated personality of Godhead and the marginal potency, the innumerable jivas, who are sometimes conditioned and sometimes liberated. In this and the next 9 verses, the Lord describes the different symptoms of liberated and conditioned jiva souls. In a dream, one sees oneself in an imaginary body. Similarly, one who has awakened to Krishna consciousness no longer identifies with the gross or subtle material bodies, nor does he become affected by the happiness and distress of material life. On the other hand, a foolish person, Kumati, does not awaken from the dream of material existence and is afflicted with innumerable problems due to false identification with the gross and subtle material bodies. One should become situated in one's eternal spiritual identity, Nitya Swarupa, by properly identifying oneself as the eternal servant of Krishna. One becomes relieved of his false material identity and therefore of a troublesome dream ceases as soon as one awakens to his normal, pleasant surroundings. It should be understood, however, that the analogy of awakening from a dream can never be applied to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is never in illusion. The Lord is eternally awake and enlightened in his own unique category called Vishnu Tattva. Such knowledge is easily understood by one who is Vidwan or enlightened in Krishna consciousness. Mukam karoti vachalam pangum langayate girim yat kripatam aham vande sri guru dinatarinam Shri Chaitanya Ishwaram Paramananda Madhavam Asaduna Sadutadain Atinicho Chatakara Anamum Chakadachin Premnamat Kantavyaspura. Hare Krishna. So we welcome you all in our daily Srimad Bhagavatam class. Today we are reading from this chapter entitled The Symptom of Liberated and Conditioned Living Entities. And it is a very important and pertinent occasion today. Today we are also celebrating disappearance day of one of our Acharya, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur. Also, Srila Gadadhar Pandit's disappearance day. And today is another holy day of cleansing of Gundicha Marcham or Gundicha Mandir. So, and the verse is also very pertinent for today's occasion, that till now, in this chapter, Lord was explaining to Uddhava that what is the difference between Supreme Personality of Godhead, God Himself, and the living entities. That distinction was made. And now, from this verse onward, from text number 8 onwards, next 10 verses, we'll be explaining the difference between liberated, conditioned living entity, liberated, those who are liberated souls, and conditioned living entities. Mukta and Baddha. And these two are described over here with this word. Vidwan, one who is a liberated, and Kumati, one who is not liberated or one who is bound in this material world. Baddha. So taking this theme as a liberated living entities and bound, those who are Nitya Baddhas in this material world. So the Acharyas like Bhakti Vinod Thakur and our Guru Shishya Parampara, they come in this category of a Vidwan, which is mentioned over here. Those who are awakened from the dream and gave up their identification with the body, such liberated souls are called Vidwan over here. And those who are still identifying with the material body, they are called Kumati. They are still in the dream, enjoying the dream, getting fearful in the dream, and thus leading their lives in the dream. So Lord Krishna in Bhagavad Gita explains that the power of time, sakalaneha mahata yoga nashta parantapa, that, O Arjuna, although this knowledge was given to the
most powerful kshatriyas. Vivaswan, Manave, Prah, Manur, Ishvakave, Abravid. This knowledge was given to the Vivaswan, who is the fountainhead of Surya dynasty, Kshatriya, who had a powerful arms to protect citizens, to protect everything in his subjugation. But what Krishna talks, that Kala, the time factor, is more powerful. Although the knowledge, this Avaya Yoga, is given to the most powerful kings, still it got scattered. Prabhupada writes in that translation. Or it appears to be lost. So the power of time is more powerful, most influential. Where Avaya Yoga, which is eternal dharma or sanatan dharma of a living entity, get lost or get scattered or get diluted, and people cannot reach to their ultimate destination and get entangled or get bound in this material world. So therefore, to re-establish this Avaya Yoga, Lord sometimes descends, or saints, or departs his Parshada, his own people, to re-establish this Avaya Yoga, which connects living entity back to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And that is the power of Lord's Parshadas, Lord's their own men. They re-establish that connection. So in fifth canto, we see that Shukdev Goswami, the characteristics of Jad Bharat has been explained. And in one incident, as we all know, that Jad Bharat was taken by the dacoits to offer him as a bali to Mother Kali. And in one of the verse, Shukdev Goswami calls him with the name, or with the designation, like he calls him like Veerakulam. Veerakulam, if you think, Veerakulam means a person in heroic dynasty, one who has appeared in a heroic dynasty, Veerakulam. Actually, he was about to get killed by the dacoits. And we see, he was born in a Brahmana family. He was not born in a Kshatriya family, Veerakulam. And nor did he, being a Brahmana, perform feats like Parshuram. He did not take axe and started killing all Kshatriyas or all those who are impeding Dharma. He did not even protest his aggressors. Still he called him Veerakulam. It was interesting to understand that. What exactly that Veerakulam is? Whether he had never protested. He acted like a Jadavat, mad. Shukdev Goswami. So Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur gives an insight in this word. What exactly this Veerakulam is. And this Veerakulam, he says that he is a person, or he is a devotee acting in the army of the Lord. So he is an army man in the army of Lord. He had not done anything, but just by his presence, he helped And there is a beautiful description about how he helped everyone who came in contact contact with him, and how he gave them a way to get liberated. So similarly, our acharyas, they are a veer kulam. They are the devotees in the army of Lord Chaitanya. And people are fascinated how an army takes their operations. Isn't it? Everyone is fascinated with the operations army has taken. So our acharyas, they also are taking up some operations. Just like they have an operation Vijay. So what is operation of our acharyas? Our acharya's operation is operation prema bhakti to living entities. And they are embarking on this operation and disseminating the illusory energies which are taking away the very constitutional nature of living entity. So they are establishing that. And such acharyas like Bhakti Vinod Thakur, they establish that connection. So taking the same theme, like army, what does army do? What are different activities army performs? So the first thing which army does is retaliation. When enemy attack, or they are on the border, whenever enemy attacks, they retaliate such forces. And we have seen our armies, isn't it? And we are fascinated by our armies, how they have retaliated. So this is the first foremost function. Whenever enemies are attacking, or whenever enemy has invaded your territory, so the army men, they retaliate. Similarly, this age of Kali Yuga, the material energy is so powerful, and the Kali Yuga forces are so powerful, they eclipsed the living entity's constitutional nature. And they perform, the living entity start performing yoga. This yoga, Bhagavatam very beautifully described about this yoga. How living entity get trapped in this yoga. And recently we celebrated Yoga Divas. So, basically, what that yoga, a living entity get trapped, that Bhagavatam calls it as a Deha Yoga. Yoga means connection. When a living entity connects himself with the Deha, with the body, then what he experiences? He experiences happiness, he experiences distress, he experiences lamentation, he experiences illusion. When he connects with this body, this yoga, Deha Yoga, and Kali Yuga situations, or the atmosphere in Kali Yuga is conducive to perform this yoga, Deha Yoga. And that attack is so severe. Even a big philosophers get swept away with such atmosphere. But what an acharya does, they attack this enemy of Kali Yuga or this atmosphere and give the options for living entity from moving from Deha Yoga to Atma Yoga, connecting with the God, which brings him eternal happiness, which brings him desired result, what he's aspiring for. That Atma Yoga has been facilitated by acharyas. And Bhaktivinod Thakur, he retaliated this attack of Kali Yuga and the material energy. When we see his life, that in 2 years of time, when he understood that the mission of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is that mission which can help living entity to achieve their ultimate destination. So, to retaliate this attack of Kali Yuga, he, in 2 years of time, he established 500 Namhatta centers. So that a living entity in general can come and perform this Atma Yoga. He pioneered this organized preaching so that the living entity in this 21st century can connect to the eternal religion of Atma Yoga. Not only that, he also pioneered printing presses. Actually, that concept was borne by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur as Brihad Mridanga. But Chaitanya Press, which helped distributing literature which talks about this Gaudiya Vaishnavism and the highest mission of Lord Chaitanya, he established that. And he himself wrote more than 75 books. And not only that, he also prayed to Lord Jagannath, to the Lord, that please send a ray of Vishnu so that this attack can further be tightened and the living entity can be protected. And in that succession came Srila Prabhupada, spearheading that mission. So this is the first thing which army does, is retaliation, retaliating the enemy's attack which has invaded the consciousness of living entity. The second thing which army does is rescuing people when they get trapped. And recently we heard the news that 13 people who got trapped in a cave were rescued by army. And similarly, many incidents in the past had happened where people got trapped and the army rescued such people. Nana mat graha grastan dakshinyata janadvipan kriparina vimuchetan gaurachakrescha vaishnavan. That nana mat graha grastan, the people of South India, they were been trapped by the powerful forces. Graha grastan, what? Of different philosophies, nana mat. They were trapped by the different philosophies. Like a Gajendra was trapped by that crocodile. Similarly, these people were also got trapped. And when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu reached that place, with his krupa, with his that chakra of krupa, that disc of krupa, he dismantled all such philosophy and made them in a Vaishnavas. They took up to the service to the Lord. The similar mission of rescuing from different philosophies, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur appeared at the juncture where Indian political history was going in a turmoil. Actually, Britishers were lodging their attack fiercely on Indians. They had devised a plan to make westernized Indian. They remain Indians, But in thought and in behavior, they act like a Westerners. And they had a plan how to convert the natives of this land into Englishmen. That attack was taking place. And they had revolutionized the education system during that time when he had appeared. They had dismantled the traditional teaching centers. That was first attack. The second attack was happening from missionaries by challenging people in general about their practices, about their gods, what they were worshipping, and creating great confusion. There was this attack, and with this attack happening, most of the Indians, intellectuals and different people in general, getting trapped with this philosophy. And also they had brought Western philosophies, and people were getting attracted to them, Western philosophers. That Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains in that his biography, autobiography. And everyone was reading about this. And there was a mutiny taking place during that time. The great mutiny means there was also nationalist propaganda. So with all these philosophies and different conceptions were attacking the people of Bengal or in that land. During that time, Bhaktivinoda Thakur dismantled all this propaganda and established the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the highest, which was considered sentimental or is a kind of a religion of debauchees. He brought back the prestige to the mission of Lord Chaitanya. So he rescued all such people, and with his writings, he also dismantled the intellectuals, the philosophies which were prevailing. Actually, there was, we all have heard about Brahmo Samaj. Actually, this was been established by one of the proponent. And who was the person who propagated this was born in a Vaishnava family whose mother was Gaudiya Vaishnava. But because of such influence, he got distracted and founded such philosophy which was basically confusion, but appeal to the people of that time. And many were falling for such philosophies. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur, by his writings and his presentation, he dismantled all such propaganda, all such missionary act, and he rescued people getting influenced by such lowest philosophies. And also, and one of the nationalist, we all know him, who has written this song Vande Mataram, this Bankim Chandra, he was also so much influenced by Thakur's devotion to the Lord. So he had written, he was also influenced by the Britishers' propaganda. And he had written in that style, Krishna Charita, Life of Lord Krishna. And he gave that book for scrutinizingly editing to Bhaktivinoda Thakur. When Bhaktivinoda Thakur read that, he almost 90% changed the content of the book. And Bankim Chandra accepted that, he edited that full book and again rewrote as per Bhaktivinoda Thakur's suggestion. And that book is still published. I mean, he published that book, Krishna Charita. And he became attracted towards Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So this is how he rescued people from different kind of conception, different kinds of philosophy. So this is the second thing which he did, rescuing from people. The third thing army does is, when calamity strikes, you know, natural calamities or any calamities they strike, what generally happens, the bridges and roads are broken. And last year, the calamity had happened in Elphiston Road. Immediately army was involved and there was a bridge built. And immediately they built the bridge. So the broken connection is re-established. They immediately take up the task and re-establish, they establish that connection which is broken. So similarly, here we can see that Bhaktivinoda Thakur, how he restored the lost connection of living entity by rediscovering Chaitanya Janmabhumi or Nimai Janmabhumi. It was lost. People had accepted some other place as a Nimai Janmabhumi. Actually, before discovering this, Bhaktivinoda Thakur had planned that he would retire and he would go to Vrindavan and perform his bhajan. But repeatedly he was getting a dream to establish the correct Janmabhumi of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the birthplace of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So again he took up the service in Krishnanagar, and with the help of drawings and with the help of Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj and with his own vision, he re-established the lost connection of everyone. And today when we go to Mayapur, that is the land of Lord Chaitanya's appearance. This is the first thing he restored. That bridge was it was dismantled. But he again restored that back. Second thing, the authentic copy of Chaitanya Charitamrita was lost. That was the valuable jewel which could give the enlightenment to each and everyone who will come in future. But it was distorted and so many interpretations had sprung that original essence was lost. He took almost 8 to 12 years to find out one authentic copy. And all the publishers during that time, and one of the publishers and publication was Bharatala publication, and another person who was leading publication was Veni Madhav Day. So they were producing all this literature. There was no originality in that literature, but people were liking such literature and getting diverted from the sublime message of Lord Chaitanya and his associates. So then he found out the original copy of Chaitanya Charitamrita. And what we read is his blessings. and another attempt to restore that connection, he started revolutionary the newspaper Sajjan Toshini, which was later on known as Harmonist by then Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur translated that in English also. So the Sajjan Toshini, the aim of this was those who were disconnected, the intellectuals, to reach them. Bhakti Vinod Thakur started this so that people can get attracted to the philosophy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So this is the third thing army does. And the fourth thing which Bhakti Vinod Thakur or the army does as an army man, they re-establish peace in society. And generally, the things happening on border or some calamity is happening. Sometimes within the nation, people of the same nation, they clash with each other. And that clash is called a riot. And when police cannot do anything, the police force. And when this rioting is intense, the army is called. So within a Gaudiya Sampradaya, Gaudiya Vaishnavism, such thing was happening. Where caste Goswamis, they gave their monopoly on the Gaudiya Vaishnavism and froze that and limited that to themselves or people connected to them. They were in the Gaudiya Vaishnavism lineage, but they were diverted from the goal. Few of them were pure, but many of them became materialistic in their approach. They had frozen the Gaudiya Vaishnavism to themselves. But Bhakti Vinod Thakur freed that Gaudiya Vaishnavism, and he himself distributed in Orissa and Calcutta. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur distributed throughout India. And Srila Prabhupada, Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, he distributed all over the world. That was one thing. The second thing, that people in general, they were attracted to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but Sahajiya's tendencies were taking place and had already taken place. And they did not have a philosophical understanding. So Bhakti Vinod Thakur wrote songs in a way which can appeal to the people in general. And there were different upsampradayas, we know, Baul and all other things. So he wrote songs in that fashion, how Baul writes. And connected them back to the authentic teachings of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And furthermore, he also re-established peace amongst the Babaji Vesh, or the Babaji Sampradaya was also taking predominance. Means few of them were pure, who were otherworldly, generally it is said. They were connected to the higher worlds, but they were not getting connected with the people in general. And many of them were in the vesh of Babaji, cheating people in general. So, bringing forth Jagannath Das Babaji, Gaur Kishor Das Babaji, and again reforming this concept, he brought back the glory to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. So these are the activities of Bhakti Vinod Thakur. Just like an army agent, he goes in disguise. and invades the opposition army. Similarly, Bhaktivinoda Thakur apparently look like an ordinary person when we see his life in the beginning. But when time came, he showed his real wings and rescued Gaudiya Vaishnavism from such calamities. So he really acted like an army man of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he is the one who had predicted on the basis of Acharya that there will be a Senapati Bhakta. In the year of Prabhupada's birth, he had sent that book of Lord Chaitanya's life history to Western countries. So, once Gaurang Prabhu was talking about the pranam mantra of Bhakti Vinod Thakur. So that I'll recite, and then we'll discuss a little bit about Gadadhar Pandit's disappearance is also there, and Gundin Chambarjan in the next 5-10 minutes. So, about Bhakti Vinod Thakur, he talks about Gurudam Granthadam Gauradhamadam Namadam Muda Bhaktidam Bhuridam Vande Bhakti Vinodakam Sada. That Bhakti Vinod Thakur, he had given Guru, means this is written by disciple of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So Gurudam, Bhakti Vinod Thakur gave Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and to us Srila Prabhupada. Granthadam, he gave literatures. Gauradhamadam, the Mayapur. Bhaktidam, he is a pioneer of pure devotional service in this modern age. And Bhuridam, he gave abundant bhakti. And the people who are performing this bhakti, the greatest wealth, Bhuri, to all of us. So such Acharya, we offer our obeisances. They are the real army man in the Lord's army. So, today is also the disappearance day of Srila Gadadhar Pandit. He is one of the intimate associate of Lord Chaitanya. One of the five in Panchatattva. Panchatattva gives, this is written in the Art of Chanting Hare Krishna by His Holiness Mahanidhi Swami, that how Panchatattva, different tattva gives different ashray, shelter to living entity. So, Srivas Thakur, he gives namashray. For chanting the holy name of the Lord, we should take shelter of Srivas Thakur. Advaita Acharya, he gives ashray for Pancharatri ki vidhi. When we worship the Lord, how to worship? And for worshipping Sri Vigraha, we should take shelter of Sri Advaita Acharya. Premashray. Premashray, to obtain love, we should take shelter of Nityananda Prabhu. Nityananda Prabhu is offering that Premashray. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is offering Sarvaras, means different mellows, ashray. And what Gadadhar Pandit is offering? He is offering ashray, that bhavashray. Mood to perform devotional service unto the Lord. That bhavashray is been offered by Gadadhar Pandit. Gadadhar Pandit is none other than Srimati Radharani appearing in Gaura Lila. But her mood is already been taken by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is a Krishna himself. So she appeared, some Acharya says that she appeared with the bhav of a Rukmini. And some Acharyas, they say that she appeared in the bhav of a Lalita. and very interesting life of Srila Gadadhar Pandit. And there are many different things about Gadadhar Pandit that Acharya shows light on this. Few important things which we'll just discuss. The first thing is, she in Gaur Leela, he displays this, the mood, you know, we were talking, that Bhavashraya. In Krishna Leela, she is a Vrindavaneshwari. Radharani is a Vrindavaneshwari. But in Gaur Leela, being Gadadhar Pandit, he never visited Vrindavan. He had a desire, but Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu forbade him not to come to Vrindavan and follow his own vow. So, he never went to Vrindavan. That mood of sacrificing for the pleasure of the Lord displayed in this bhav. Gadadhar Pandit had an unlimited taste for reading Srimad Bhagavatam. And whenever he would read, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would come and would shed tears when he would hear Srimad Bhagavatam. Such ecstasy he would relish in the company of Gadadhar. And Bhakti Vinod Thakur, which disappearance day is today also, that he has spoken about this, Gaur Gadadhar, in his bhajan, Bhaja Gaudruma Kanana, at worshipping Gaur Gadadhar, who is very dear to Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Gadadhar Pandit. Also, both Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Ishwar Gadadhar Pandit, they took initial instruction from Ishwar Puri. But Gadadhar Pandit, he accepted Pundrik Vidyanidhi as his spiritual master. And Pundrik Vidyanidhi, as per the scriptures, Gaudiya Vaishnava scripture, is none other than the Vrishabhanu, father of Lord, goddess, our mother Radhika. And also, Gadadhar Pandit was the only one personality about whom Lord Chaitanya talked about his leaving this world. Actually, he had informed that Srinivas Acharya will come. Please take care of him. And for Gadadhar Pandita's sake, the Tota Gopinath deity, which he was worshipping in his life, bent down to accept his worship. So these are the beautiful pastimes. There are many more pastimes of Gadadhar Pandit which we can read and relish in Chaitanya Charitamrita. So this is about Gadadhar Pandit. Also, today is Gundicha Marjan in Puri Dham, where Bhakti Vinod Thakur got attracted to devotional service. Gadadhar Pandit lived his life after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas. The same place today we are celebrating this Gundicha Marjan. So Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami talks about this Gundicha Marjan, that what exactly Lord does. Sri Gundicha Mandire Atma Vrinde Sammarjanam Kshalayanta Sagauraha Sochitta Vachitalam Uchalatmam Krishnopa Soikam Chakara. What Lord Chaitanya did is that Lord Chaitanya washed and cleaned the temple of Gundicha with his associates and its devotees and made it cool and bright like his own heart, so that it would be the befitting place for Krishna to sit. And he displayed, and today, nowadays, we are, many of people, they are talking about servant leadership. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sets the perfect example of servant leadership in this pastime. And how he sets is wonderful to read and relish. We don't have a time, otherwise we would have gone in that. But here, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu desired that day Before that, he gave his mercy to Maharaj Pratap Rudra in installment. How Pratap Rudra reciprocated with that mercy is very nicely explained by Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami. We should read that section. And how, without any envy towards his devotees, Pratap Rudra Maharaj encouraged everyone to take shelter of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, facilitated their desire. Although he was not getting. So after Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave little mercy, earlier he was denying on the request of devotees repeatedly, he became little merciful towards them, and finally he was ready. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was ready to accept or meet Pratap Rudra's son, and seeing him, Mahaprabhu went in ecstasy. And after meeting him, after few days, Lord Chaitanya, one day, that he saw that Rath Yatra is coming closer. And 2 days before, Lord Chaitanya desired that Lord Jagannath ji is going to stay in Gundicha Mandir, which is considered as Vrindavan. So he told to the Kashi Mishra. He called Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya and the superintendent of the Jagannath temple. He called them and he expressed his desire that I want to clean. He took that leadership. I want to clean that mandir, the temple of Gundicha. So all these devotees, they protest. Well, Lord, you need not have to. You just tell us. And king has ordered us. Whatever you desire, we will provide. And all the devotees are ready to act as you say. But Lord Chaitanya said, no, I will be also taking part. And then the things required to do this service. Actually, Lord did not discriminate it. This temple cleaning of Gundicha and the worship of Lord in the altar. Because when devotee came, he himself decorated them with the chandan and the garland. I mean, whenever you come to clean the temple, generally you are not given such a befitting reception. Huh? But Lord Chaitanya, means generally when Pujari enters, huh? So he generally been decorated. So this is how Lord Chaitanya showed through this activity of Gundicha Marjan, to clean our heart and to bring Krishna, Shri Radha Gopinath ji ki jai, bring Krishna in our heart. So these are the festivals today. Means we are also celebrating. This is also Mahotsav. It is said that he desires ill one who tells or one who says that Vaishnava die. Actually, appearance and disappearance of a Vaishnava is the same for all of us. So today we will be celebrating this appearance day of Bhakti Vinod Thakur. So there will be Pushpanjali at 12:30, and before that there will be bhajan. So you all are requested to kindly take part in this festival. So Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur ki, Srila Gadadhar Pandit ki, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki, Nithai Gaur Premanande. Hare Krishna.